Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Linda, and it's Soul in the City. It's time to reflect, have a Selah moment. Just think about the goodness of the Lord. We're going to be talking about transitions today, and we're going to go into that in depth, but we're going to take a moment just to praise the Lord and say, hey, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is our guy. Here he goes. Taste and see. Amen. That the Lord is good, and he is. He is so good. I hope that some of you got a chance to go praise the Lord in the house of the Lord today at World Covenant International, the place where I As my pastor said, that is my brook, that is my spring. We had a wonderful word in the Lord today about change. It even inspired what I'm talking about today in transitioning. I know that there are a lot of people going through some things, and it is a time of transition in the body of Christ and spiritual world. We are transitioning to new levels. As the Bible says, we go from glory to glory and new levels. But, you know, before you step up into the new level, sometimes you reach that place in that old level, the step that you were in, or the, I like to say, the box that you were in, where it was just getting crowded in there. You felt crowded, you felt stagnant, and as I put in the description of this, you were in a place, in a space that was just too small for you. You know, your feet were all cramped up, you bent over. If you're in that place, baby, it's too small. You got to step up or step out of the box and go up to another level. And in going up to the other level, sometimes it's a process, and you got to go through some things to get to the next level. It's count the cost, as they say, count the cost. But when you go through and when you get to, on the other side of that is your victory. So sometimes we just got to go through some things. It is, as they say, what it is. It is what it is. And sometimes it is not great to go through. I'm a witness. Been going through some things, not only myself, but I'm just noticing with friends and families that I'm seeing a lot of people go through some things and they're in a transition period. And some people just don't even recognize that that's what's occurring. You know, some people I know that are in my spirit influence, a lot of things are happening to them and to me. It's been happening to me too. Where you say, Lord, what is this? What is going on? I've been praying in the Word. I've been professing the Word. I've been doing the best I can. I'm a good person. Why am I going through all of this to get to another level? To get to another level. When you are in a place where you've been doing the same thing, and I'm here, and the reason I can speak on this, because this is the place I've been in for a little while. When you're in a place where, you know, you almost have to take a breath because you just don't know what is going on. Things are not lining up like they should. And you're professing the Word. You're believing in the Word. You feel like you're walking in faith, but it just doesn't seem like you're getting where you need to go. And you know, you get there sometimes, and I have been in a place sometimes where I said, you know, I can't even profess another word. I've been saying this forever. It ain't nothing showing up yet. You get that discouraged. But be not discouraged in well doing, for in due time your due season will come. You know, sometimes when we get that discouraged, that's the enemy whispering, and it's not going to happen. You're not going to get that. That man, or he ain't never coming. You know, you get those lies, whisperings from the devil. That's when you are closest. Keep pushing. Keep striving. Step in faith, even though you don't feel like stepping. Step anyhow, like they, you know, my grandmother and them used to say, do it anyhow, not because of what you feel or what you're feeling like. Reach through and step through those feelings and have an anyhow praise in you, in your spirit. You know, the old people say, honey, praise him anyhow. Get you out that anyhow praise. And that anyhow praise says, no matter what it looks like, I know the promises of my God because I'm his son or his daughter. And what he has promised me shall come to pass. Pull out your anyhow praise in the midst of a time of transition. And know that when you're in places that are too small for you, it's time, like I said before, to either step out of that place or step up from that place. And how do you know when the place has gotten too small from you? You're uncomfortable. You have no peace. depressed about the situation. You know, you're miserable. You're in the woe as me. Ain't nobody treating me right. I ain't getting where I need to be. You're feeling sorry for yourself. You find yourself listening to the whispers of the enemy. You can't do it. You won't do it. You can't, you know, all of that negative thinking. When you find yourself in that place, it's time to move to the next level, to step up, to go through that transition. And transition is about going through a process of change. I'm going to tell you, the word that we got today was so powerful. I have to get permission. But if I get permission that I can pass this word along, whoever messages me first that they would like this tape, and I have permission, and I'll tell you when I get permission, I will send you the powerful tape of this about change. Because trust me, I'm just giving you something about transition, but the woman of God that spoke today spoke so on-time word that I know that this is a word that other people need to have. And as soon as I get permission, that I maybe can give that to a listener who is going through a hard time, you know, and you know you're in a place where you have to change. You're in the process of going through that change now. Actually, the change is pushing you. You're being pushed through the change, whether you willingly want to be going through it or not. It's already happening. If that is you, you need to message me, and I'll see what I can do about getting you a copy of the word that I got today, because it was so powerful that it pushed me up and out. And I know in my spirit, I know in my knower that a change has taken place in me for the better. It gave me that breath to go on and walk through the transition. You know, it's a place of change where the change has happened, but before you get to the change, you gotta go through a process. I feel like that's that transition you gotta walk through. And that's where some of us are. We're in that place of transition where you can't stay in the place that you are now because you don't fit there anymore. And that's why you're so uncomfortable, and that's why you have no peace, and that's why you feel like, I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. What am I going to do? This is that place where you're calling out to God about, what am I to do? Where should I go? How am I going to get through this? He's going to take you through. It's that place of transition. It's that place of change. I'm going to go through a little other word that, in a way, you might say, this doesn't really apply, but I feel like it does because it gives me a place, a hallelujah in my spirit, about walking through some things. And I'm going to read a little bit. I'm in Ephesians 4. Again, that's Ephesians 4. Yet grace, God's unmerited favor, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, by the way, was given to each of us individually. Not indiscriminately, but in different ways. So that right there tells me that God, no matter what you're going, he's given each of us grace. Grace for where we are in our lives, in our sphere of influence. He doesn't give that grace in just any old way. He gives it to us, for us, as we need it. So that's what that's saying right there, but in different ways. In proportion to the measure of Christ's rich and bounteous gifts. Whew. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He led a train of vanquished foes, and he bestowed gifts on men. That grace, everything God gives us, is a gift. But he ascended. Now, what can this he ascended mean but that he had previously descended from the heights of heaven into the depths, the lower parts of the earth? So that's also saying that God did this. I mean, Jesus Christ left the bounty of heaven, descended into the lower parts of earth, went through so much so that we wouldn't have to. He who descended is the very same as he also has ascended high above all the heavens, that he, his presence, might fill all things, the whole universe, from the lowest to the highest, and his gifts were varied. And this is where it's going in the gifts of God. He himself gave and gave men to us, some to be apostles, special messengers, I'm sorry, some prophets, inspired preachers and expounders, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling missionaries, some pastors, shepherds of his flock and teachers. His intention was the perfecting and full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people. So sometimes this is, you know, when we're going through, it's our perfecting time. It's our equipping time. And sometimes when we're going through, it's because we've made some wrong choices. Let's be real. And we've made some wrong decisions, and we need to back that thing up and get that right again. Let's be real. That they should do the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church. That it might develop until we all attain oneness. And, you know, all what we go through, all the things that you learn, and even when you make mistakes, even when you don't quite get it right, even when you fall down on your face, even when you've chosen not the highest good for yourself, I think that that's the time to just really stop, look at the man in the mirror, and question yourself. Ask God to show me, where am I in this? What is the lesson that you'd have me to learn? And what do I need to do to make the next step? And, you know, I've said this so many times, and I even heard the pastor say it today. This is a time when you're asking, when you cry out, when you pray, and then you have to take the next step of prayer, which is to be quiet and listen. And, you know, I hear people say, I don't hear God. Yeah, you do. It's that still, quiet voice that leads you into righteousness. It's that still, quiet voice that lines up to the word of God and his promises. It's that voice of righteousness. You hear him. Trust me. You know, you hear those thoughts, like, for instance, You desire some man or whatever, and he's married. And if you heard the voice say, go after him, and he's married, we all know that is not the voice of God. If you heard the voice say, he's a married man, he's somebody else's. But what I have for you is for you. I will give you the desires of your heart. If the desire of your heart is to have a husband, this you will have. Wait patiently, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. That's that still small voice that's leading you. You know, sometimes when I'm being led by God and I'm listening to that, I read the word of God. You know, I'm real on this show. You guys know that. I read the word of God. I meditate on the word of God. But I am not one of those people that can quote you scripture and verse. I can quote a lot of the scriptures, but just out of the drop of the hat, quote you scripture and verse. But when I'm meditating and I'm thinking and I'm asking God and I'm listening, I promise you, scripture, verse, and everything will come into my spirit and I could go to it. That's when I know that's the word of God. That's where I need to go. That's where he's leading me toward that. So we all, you know, we all hear him. He loves you. He is your father. He's a good father. You know, sometimes I feel like God is portrayed as this wicked God, beat you down if you don't do right. He's a loving, good father. He only wants good for his children, and we are his sons and daughters, and he's going to lead you into all the good. If you're a parent, you're going to try to lead your children into good, into righteousness. You're going to give them wise choices. He does the same for us. And if the picture that you have of God is that beat you down, wait until you mess up God, let me just be the first to say, he is not that. He is a loving, patient, kind God. And when we get in problems, and a lot of times we have to stop and say, what did I do? You know, because sometimes we even, when we get in bad situations, well, Lord, how did I end up here? Probably. I'm guilty of that. How did I get here, Lord? And what am I supposed to do now? And I, you know, but probably when I look at the whole heart of the matter, unfortunately, I was the problem. It was my choices that put me in that place where I cried out to God, why am I here now? Because you got yourself there. That's why you're there. And I know I'm not the only one. But he does lead us. He guides us, and he talks to us, and you hear him. Let me be the first to say, you hear him. Let me get back to the word of God. I got off on my... And verse 13 of Ephesians 4 says that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the fullness and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ and the completeness found in him. I'm going to stop right there. Did that preach right there? I just got to read that again because that's what we're getting to. You know, when you're in a place that's too small for you, when you are transitioning, what really is happening, when you know you got to move to another level because you are no longer peaceful in the place that you're in, you're coming into, and once you go through that transition, you know that you've matured, you've gone to another level. Once you've gone through the process, no, it is not fun going through the process. Let me tell you, it's not. But, like I said, but God. Right there, that'll preach right there, but God. Hallelujah, but God. But God holds our hand through the process. But God is there through the process. But we are not alone in the process. Even the process when you're crying and don't, you know, even the process when you don't know how to go through, when you don't know how you're going to do it, through faith you walk through the process, and but God is there to hold your hand. That's how you get through the process. And when you get through the process, it just like it says, we come into a fuller knowledge of God. You know, when you've gone through some things, not that you had to go through those things to know a fuller knowledge of God, but you sure learned how to appreciate him more, and you didn't have to go through that. A lot of times we go through things that we go through because of our choices. Yes, unfortunately. But when you know better, hallelujah, you start doing a little better. And that is when you've reached another higher level of maturity in God, when you know another aspect of God, because maybe you've had to petition to God, your Jehovah Jireh, and so you've learned to learn that aspect of God that is your provider. Or maybe you've had to go to a place where you were not in a place, you were worried and sick, but he provided, and you realized, whew, in the midst of that, some peace came over you, a peace that passes all understanding, and you realize, hey, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to praise God anyhow, and I have a peace about I'm going to get through that. Well, that's when you realize another aspect of God, your Jehovah Shalom, your peace. And so when you start realizing and coming into relationship with these different aspects of God, you've reached a place of maturity in God in that level. And we keep going from glory to glory, from maturity, to a new step, to know what we're doing. And it says here to learn the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection. We're learning about God and the different aspects. We're learning about Christ and the different aspects. You know, when you have a difficulty in a love walk, when you are in a place with somebody where you're having to love this person even though they're trying you to your limit, well, you're learning about God's love. You're learning about the stature of the fullness of the Christ and the completeness found in him. So then we may no longer be children, not immature in the word, but mature, tossed not to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine. When you get to really know God and his aspects, when you know Christ and his aspects, then you learned, you know him. My sheep know my voice. So, you know, that is where we go with that. That is where we are with that. And I just kind of wanted to talk about transition to even go over the definition, because when I read the definition, you know I'm good about going to definitions. The act of passing from one state or place to the next. To me, that says that's a there's a passageway, there's a progression, there's something you got to go through from get to one state or place to the next. And then it's a change from one place, state, or subject, or stage to another. It's like going from grade one to grade two, from a freshman to a sophomore. And I guess through life and life circumstances, and when you have a relationship with God, you know, we go up to another level. And sometimes if you've been in this thing called life long enough, you know when you've graduated to another level. Sometimes it's come to me when, you know, maybe I've been in an interaction with somebody or interaction with somebody, and it used to be a time that I might would have said some harsh words to you, but I took a deep breath, allowed you to speak and say what you had to say, and thought to myself, you know what, bless you. I'm not even going to go there. Bless you. I realized I had gotten to another level in God when it wasn't as easy, when I start thinking about things. And then even in another level in wisdom, when God, I pray for wisdom, and I know that a lot of you do, wisdom and discernment. And there was a time, and it's still progressing, I'm going to let you know, that, you know, I run into certain people, and it's as they're speaking, something that just doesn't mesh with my spirit, and what they're presenting and what they're saying is not really congruent. Not saying it's good or bad, but it just doesn't flow. And I don't think that, say if it's a business deal, I don't feel like that's the way I should go. I know that I've reached another level, because it's been some times, and even in business dealings or whatever, that I bump my head, and, you know, I kind of ask for wisdom in some certain areas, and he's given me wisdom like, no, don't even do that. Don't even go that. Be it from the experience of falling on my head, I will say that. But sometimes now, even before the stuff hits the fan, as they say, he'll show me something that I know that I shouldn't go that way, because that will prevent the stuff from hitting the fan. So, you know, it's learning to depend on him. It's learning to just rest in him. It's seeking his face. And I think those are the ways that we learn to get through that trying period, which I'm going to call the passage from one place to the other. You know, to have the faith to step through till you get to the next level, as you're going down the road and you know that you're going to reach the higher level, but you got to go through this passageway first. Sometimes it's not that you got to go through, it's you put yourself through, but you still got to go through to get to the next level. And then I thought about, how do we transition smoothly? Seek God in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Stop, be still, rest in him, and listen, which I had said that earlier. You know, one of the things that I have learned to do when everything around me seems chaotic sometimes, I'm going to be honest, sometimes it's not me, but it's maybe something my children or my close friends are going through, and, you know, my heart just goes out to them, and, you know, sometimes you almost get in that, but the Lord is teaching me something. I heard something I'm going to share with you. A lot of times when I'm going through and I can't, I'm not doing what I should do. A lot of times I'm just so busy trying to do, instead of stopping and be still and let God. That's one thing. But I've learned to just say this to myself in stillness, so I'm going to share it with you. And actually, I got it from one of my coworkers. I'm always getting something from somebody else. But if it's good, I have no problem sharing it, because I think that's what we're supposed to do. And I'm going to take a minute just to do this so that you can see what I'm saying. be still and know that I am God. Selah on that in the midst of your troubles. Sometimes you just have to be still and listen, be still and know that he's God. And then I start leaving off words, meditating on that. So at first I said, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. You got to know who's going to get you through, where your blessings come from. You have to know. Be still and. After and is God, and he will. Be still. Just be still in the midst of all that is going around. Stop, be still, look, listen. He'll show you the way. Be. Just be in him. Just be. Just take the moment to stand still, knowing that you're standing in the promises of God, knowing that you live, move, and breathe in his being. So if you live, move, and breathe in his being, then you are shelled and protected in God. He is in you and you are in him. Just be. Be in God. Be still and know that he's God. And I tell you, that has gotten me through many a thing. And stopping to affirm. You know, sometimes I think that when we're transitioning, going through, when we're going through some things, you have to take the time to ask, am I going through this because I'm operating from either a lie, fear, or is there some truth here? Is something here I need to look at, and it's the truth about me, and I have to deal with it. You know, even if two or three or four people have told you you have a bad attitude, there's probably some truth in that. If you're being fired or you're losing relationships, some things are happening to you, and more than one person has told you it's your attitude, it's the way you treat people that you get into this place. That's some truth there that you got to look at. And you have to see that, okay, this is true. Now, Lord, what can I do about this? That means you have to, are you angry? Are you bitter? Are you jealous? Are you working through or coming out of unforgiveness? Is that making you have this terrible attitude and maybe talking to people, you know, foul and that kind of thing? Then you need to adjust some of those things. You need to improve your love walk. You need to be a little bit more patient, kind, and compassionate as Christ. You know, you need to search you, and if there's some truth in what more than one person, especially if it's people that are close to you, who love you, who are telling you these things in love, then you need to look at self, take responsibility for what it is that you've landed yourself in, and move forward. You know, not that I'm bragging about this, but after my divorce, it took me 3 years. You know, and in all that time, I had really blamed my ex. You know, he did this, and he did this, and he wouldn't do this, and da-da-da-da-da. And I was just rambling one day, and I feel like the Spirit of God said, and what did you do? I almost wanted to look around the room and say, now, I know they wasn't speaking to me because I didn't do anything. Well, this was not so. And it was just quiet. And when I got quiet, I could say, you know, I worked a whole lot of hours, and I didn't really spend the time at home sometimes that I should have spent. There were times that I was a little curt, and I didn't really encourage him as much as I should. Now, these are not beat-me-down statements. These are statements that are self-revealing, that sometimes you have to look at you and take some personal responsibility for what you did so that you can resolve the issue, move forward, and if you get in another relationship, you can learn something from that. Or, you know, for some people, if there was a marriage or something and you guys, well, maybe there's a way that the Lord will put you guys back together, but you got to resolve some of those issues that were your responsibility. And I had to do that, and it was really hard. And I don't feel like that was self-defeating or beating myself up. That was truthful. It was really looking at what I had done. Granted, he did some things too. He really did. But so did I. And if I would have maybe taken that time in during the marriage to say, Lord, how can I improve this marriage? What can I do? If I had started encouraging him, you know, and saying some kind things, but I was just, you know, getting so angry and bitter about where the relationship was not, that I didn't take the time to lift him up, to appreciate the things that he did do, and he was a good father, to say those things to him, you know. And I'm just using that as an example of how we can sometimes blame the other person but not look at ourselves. And sometimes we just plain operate our lives out of a lie. You know, and I've said this before. Somebody said, you just ain't no good, you ain't no good, your daddy ain't no good, and your mama ain't no good, so you ain't going to be no good either. Well, God made you good. He did. He said, your mother knew you, I knitted you, I made you in the womb, you know, and he made you good because he's a good God. So that's operating out of a lie. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you tell yourself, I can't do that, you got a big dream. How in the world am I going to do that? Because I have some big dreams, and that's sometimes what I say to her. How in the world am I going to do that? Through Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He'll give you the dream, the vision, and a plan. You know, sometimes when you quiet and I sometimes meditate as a nurse on what I'm going to do for my patients when I'm baffled about certain things. And God will give me the plan of what to do for them. Da, 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 da. You know, and so if you're a business entrepreneur, ask God, even those things, like, show me how to do this. God will give you step by step. I'm telling you because he's done it to me before. Step by step by step by step. But you got to be quiet and listen. And sometimes we don't do things or we're stuck places just out of plain fear. Fear not. Bible says it again and again. Fear not. Fear not. Fear can hold us captive in a space, in a place that we really have outgrown. We're uncomfortable in that space, in the place, but we are so fearful about moving and transitioning to the next level that we can't take a step. Fear not. You know, go ahead and take that step through faith. And we'll talk about faith. I got faith in God. I'm going to do what he said. His promises are true. I'm standing on the word of God. But when it's time to take the step, you're such in fear that you can't move. Fear not. Even if you got to close your eyes and take the step, know that he's holding your head, but take the step anyhow, even if it's a small step. Because once you take the small step, you know you can step and you'll take another, and each step will get bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm telling you from what I know. Ooh, I know I'm starting to, you know, the spirit is just, that got all up in me, so you just have to help me. But through it all, we will go through life. We'll progress, as the Bible says, from glory to glory to glory, from one step to the other. We're going to make transitions in life. And I feel like in the body of Christ, things are happening. It's the transition time. We are transitioning to a new level, to new thoughts, to higher ways, you know, so that signs, miracles, and wonders can follow his people, and not just the apostles, preachers, and teachers, but like me and you, the everyday person in the pew. We got the power to change some things. We got the power to speak a word and somebody will be healed. We have the power to deliver some people. We are ministers of the gospel. Sometimes people say, are you a minister? Yes, and so are you. If you believe in Christ, we are ministers of the gospel. Minister means to care for and take care of your brethren, to love as Christ loved, to walk as Christ walked. So, and to get there and to be there boldly, we'll go through some transitions. We'll go through some new levels. So I hope you enjoyed or got a word from what I was saying and what the Lord was speaking through me, because a lot of things I spoke, I felt like God spoke that through me. Be blessed because you are. Be great. Because you serve a great God. Who is your Father? Can you think on that? The Most High God of the universe is your Father. You are sons and daughters of the Most High God. The essence of the Most High God is in you. Whew! Tell me what it is that you can't do if the Most High God is in you. Well, we went in on a Israel and New Breed and Taste and See. We're going to go out on Martha Menendez and Excellent. Thank you for being with us today. I hope that there was a word that was spoken that helped you, that uplifted or empowered you. Be blessed. This is Soul in the City. Have a great evening. He's excellent, you guys.
Oh, yeah. God is saying, for I know the plans I have for you. He said, I know just what you're going through. Yeah. So when you can't see what tomorrow holds and yesterday is through, remember, I know plan I have for you. That's what the Lord said. He said, I know the plan I have for you. And you, and you, and you. And see, I know just what you're going through. for you. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's got a plan, and he's making a way. He's making a way. He's making a way for somebody right now. When you can't see what tomorrow holds, yesterday is through. God said, remember, I know. Thank you, Jesus. The plans I have. See, you just need to remember that I know. You can't figure it out, 'cause I know my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And I know, I know, I know the best I have for you. You said, I know, I know, I know. You don't have to be afraid. I know, I know, I know, I know. I know, I know, I know, I know. I know.
That is it. This is Soul in the City. I'm so glad you had the time to go. And like Martha Menendez was singing, the Lord said it. I know the plans I have for you. He knows it's going to be okay, like she said. Hallelujah that we serve a God that knows the plans he has for you. Be blessed because you are. This is Soul in the City.